I did lock up. On my own.
But in court, Jeff said he locked up.
Yeah.
So that's not true?
No. Jeff had to leave early. Said he had something to sort out.
Crime Waves by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley. Episode 3. The Interview.
Right, we're all set. These new disco lights are top, Liam.
Hi.
Oh, Gemma, come and give us an hand.
No, what did Jeff say?
He's in his office.
We haven't asked him yet.
Haven't asked him?
We haven't really found the right moment.
Oh, come on. You said you'd do it. I don't want to. I still feel awkward about the other day, you know, telling him to...
Sod off, yeah.
Well, he wasn't very helpful, was he?
Okay, we'll do it. You test the equipment for us. Come on, Andy.
Right.
Keith told us he locked up on his own. He said that you went early. And we were just wondering...
Yes?
Well...
It's just that you said in court that you and Keith locked up together.
Ah.
You didn't know, did you?
I really shouldn't have left Keith to lock up. See, under my terms of employment, it's down to me. I'm responsible. So, yes, I told a white lie in court.
Why did you have to leave early?
I think that's my business, yeah?
Yeah, sorry.
I was worried it could get heavy for Keith if they knew he'd locked up alone.
Oh.
The prosecution would have had a field day.
I suppose so.
I suppose I should have told the truth in court, but, you know, we all lie sometime or other.
Yeah.
Even trendy youth leaders.
Well, thanks for sorting that one out, Jeff.
Are you still pressing on with this Radio Crime Waves, then?
Well...
Come on, I'm not going to report you to the police or anything.
We are, but we're not getting very far.
I'd like to help, you know, but... With my job here, it's not on, is it?
I suppose.
Look...
Yeah?
Put it this way. There's a letter rack on my desk in which I put all my junk mail. Circulars, sales offers. Letters addressed to people I've never heard of. And every couple of weeks I sort through them and bin them. If you wanted to take that job on for me, yeah?
Oh, I get it. Yeah, thanks, Jeff, we'll do that.
Cheers.
And I'll turn a blind eye to any mail coming in. He's got to said that, didn't he, Andy?
Yeah, he was really helpful. And what he said makes sense. It would have only made Keith seem even more guilty if they knew he'd locked up the youth centre on his own.
Hmm.
What's wrong?
It's all a bit funny if you ask me.
Gemma, don't be daft. It's Jeff we're talking about.
We still don't know where he went to.
Oh, come on, Gemma. Jeff's nothing to do with this. If anything, it starts to make things look bad again for Keith.
How?
The letter told the truth about Keith locking up. Keith was there. He could have done it.
Oh, great. You've changed, haven't you?
Oh, we don't know, though, do we? That's all I'm saying.
You just jump at anything which puts suspicion back onto Keith. Because you can't bear to think that your precious police force may be wrong.
And you just jump at anything which takes suspicion away from Keith, no matter how far-fetched.
I can't understand you, Andy. Even your own mother thinks Keith didn't do it.
She never actually said that.
Well, she thinks something funny went on down at the station.
Well, yeah.
Has she found anything out?
Not yet.
Maybe your mum could do an interview with me where she talks about worries over the case.
She couldn't do that.
Why not?
She's a police officer. They wouldn't let her.
Why, Andy? She said she wants to help, right?
Yeah.
Gemma, she's not going to do an interview on a pirate radio station, is she?
That's right.
I could tape her secretly.
You what? Don't be stupid.
Well, all right. But at least I could go round and chat to her off the record.
No.
What's the harm in that? I'll go round and chat to her.
No. I'll do it.
What?
I'll interview her.
Using my pocket tape recorder?
Yes.
Oh, great. That's great, Andy.
Oh, you busy?
You can see!
Can I have a word when you're finished?
What?
When you're finished.
No, it's done. What do you want?
Well, here, I'll put it away.
No, thanks. You do too much. You should rest when you get in from work.
Oh, and I suppose the carpets will hoover themselves, will they? So, what do you want anyway?
Mum, I know things were said down the station about Keith Brandon. You know, his confession and that.
Well, it's certainly news to me.
No, no, it isn't. Don't lie.
What?
Last week I heard you talking to Dad and Uncle Ted. You said you had doubts. A niggle, you called it.
You shouldn't have been eavesdropping.
You lied to me. When I asked you about it, you said you didn't know. You've always said how you hate lies more than anything else. Tell me what you've heard, Mum.
Why do you want to know?
Because I go to the trial and believe the police. Because I just do. And although I know Keith, and, you know, quite like him, I think, well, he must be guilty. He must be. And then I hear you talking, and you've heard rumours. And you've got doubts. And I think, well, why weren't the doubts mentioned in court? Tell me what you've heard, Mum. Please. Because now I don't think he did it. And I'm wondering who did, and I'm all mixed up about it. And that's all.
I see.
Did the police keep Keith awake all night?
I've heard that's what happened, yes.
God.
That doesn't mean he's innocent, Andy.
What about the beatings?
No.
Are you sure? Mum?
D.I. Machin's a good copper.
But you're not sure. What about Don?
Don?
Your mate. I can't remember his
name. Oh, Don Shepherd. He was one of the arresting officers. Yes, he was told to take a long coffee break.
That's a bit suspicious, isn't it?
Perhaps. Look, Andy, I've heard the interview tape. There is nothing controversial about it.
D.I. Machin interviewed Keith, didn't he?
And D.S. Davis.
It's easy to switch off a tape, isn't it?
Andy!
Isn't it?
Look, when it's one of your own, there's a lot of pressure within the force to get a result.
At any cost?
No, of course not! I don't believe Keith was set up, Andy. I don't. I think he was guilty. It's because you knew him. You're getting too emotionally involved.
And the police weren't emotionally involved.
What?
You just said the death of a policeman leads to strong feelings.
I think police tactics were probably a little heavy-handed. That is all I'm prepared to say, Andy.
Can't you find out more?
No.
Why not?
Because the case is closed.
Don't you want to?
Andy, I have just explained.
You don't want to, do you? You're scared of the truth.
Oh, Andy, don't be ridiculous.
If he's innocent.
He is not.
If he is, I'll...
Andy.
I hate you being a police officer. I hate it. If he's innocent.
He is not.
If he is, I'll...
Andy.
I hate you being a police officer. I hate it.
So, you were lying then?
Not lying, no. I just didn't, well, tell you the whole truth. I couldn't.
And your mum never said she'd help us?
No.
It's nearly 8 o'clock, folks.
Oh, it's only me. I brought you some pop.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Brandon.
Hot vimto. My favourite.
Oh, who's trail mud in here? You've got mud on Keith's duvet. Let me get at it.
We're running 20 seconds.
Oh. Oh, my God. I don't want to get caught on air again. Good luck.
There's definitely something going on down that station, Andy.
Not necessarily.
And we have to play that tape on air.
No.
We have to.
Right.
So, if any of you have done it, have...
10 seconds to go.
What's my mum going to say?
Is she likely to hear it?
Then, well, give us
no. So what difference does it make?
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
And don't forget, you are experiencing the Baz Turner experience on...
Eat this.
Radio Crime Waves.
10:44 a.m.
The station that seeks the truth.
Crime Waves.
And welcome to Radio Crime Waves on 10:44 a.m. Sorry to interrupt your programmes, Baz. This is Ryan Summers, thanking all you listeners for your letters of support over the last week. Keep them coming in. And Caroline Clark, this first record is especially for you.
Especially for you. I wanna let you know what I was going through.
Okay, you two, don't mess me around. Is this tape going on air or not?
Yeah.
No.
For God's sake.
My mum will kill me.
You said yourself she won't hear it.
Someone might. I can't.
can't do this to her.
Give it here.
No.
Andy, give it here.
No.
Stop it, both of you.
There's a cover-up going on, isn't there, Andy? Isn't there, Andy?
Maybe, but it's nothing to do with my mum.
We know that. She's as bothered as we are. But there's nothing she can do because she's a policewoman, right?
Yeah.
But there is something we can do.
No, Gemma.
Andy, I've edited the tape. Your names aren't mentioned. No one will know who she is.
I don't know.
Please.
She'll kill me if she finds out.
She won't, Andy. Are we going with this or not?
I don't know.
For God's sake.
Please, Andy.
Okay.
Ace.
But I know I'm going to regret this.
I hope you enjoyed that, Caroline Clark, wherever you are. This is Ryan Summers on Radio Crime Waves, 10:44 a.m., where every day is summer. And now, the return of our popular mystery voice, who's going to tell you more about tonight's programme.
Thank you, Ryan. Since we last spoke, Keith Brandon has spent another 7 days in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And we're not the only ones to believe he's innocent. I'd now like you to listen to an interview with a policewoman who shares our suspicions.
Did the police keep Keith awake all night? I've heard that's what happened, yes.
What about the beatings?
No.
Are you sure?
What about Don?
Ghost? Don? You listening to this?
One of the arresting officers. Yes.
What the hell's going on? I know they're only kids, but I still think it needs sorting. And I'll do a little sorting my end as well.
Forced to get a result.
At any cost.
I think police tactics were probably a little heavy-handed.
Keith Brandon was convicted on the strength of a confession which he now says he was forced to sign. If this unnamed police officer has worries, then shouldn't we, the public, also have worries? This week, I'm going to give you a telephone number where you can ring us.
If you know Keith Brandon's whereabouts at the time of the murder, or if you can help us find the lads who gatecrashed the Park Vale Youth Centre disco, ring Radio Crime Waves now.
The number is 061 763 0763.
This is Radio Crime Waves, the station that seeks the truth. I'm Ryan Summers, and this is Michael Jackson.
Fancy giving out the telephone number over the air. They'll be able to track us down now.
This'll have to be the last broadcast from here anyway. We'll move all our gear tonight and store it in our shed.
No more broadcasts!
We need to find another safe place first. How would you feel, Andy?
Okay. Do you think anyone would guess that was my mum?
No.
Or me?
No. You sound different on the radio.
Do I?
Yeah. Well, sort of... You know.
Sexy.
No. More grown up. Oh, God.
Aren't you going to answer it, Gemma?
Yeah. Radio Crime Waves. Sorry. Terry? No. You've got the wrong number.
Nearly gave me a heart attack.
What if someone rings while I'm on the air? Oh, no. This track's finishing in a second.
Radio Crime Waves, can I help you?
What? Who are you? Who is this?
Who was it? Gemma, what's wrong?
It was someone warning us off. He said Keith had definitely done it. It was like a threat. Said we'd better stop or else.
What else did he say?
He just put the phone down.
Oh, my God. What are we getting ourselves into?
It proves one thing, though.
Shut up. I'm going to fade down this record.
What does it prove?
We've scared someone. Someone who doesn't want us to find out the truth of what really happened on that night.
God, you're right.
Shush, you too.
This is Radio Crime Waves, and I'm Ryan Summers. Well, the phone calls are coming in thick and fast, thank you. And I'd just like to say to our last phone caller, you don't scare us.
Fancy saying that, Liam?
Even if we are scared pantless. We don't want him to know, do we?
He's right. Oh, please answer this one, Liam. I'm a bit shaky.
Okay, okay.
Radio Crime Waves. Can I help you? Oh. Hello, Dad. Yeah. Yeah, well, come on, Dad.
We thought you'd understand, Dad, and support us.
You're breaking the law.
So everyone keeps telling us. But it's not like a real crime, is it? What those policemen did to Keith is a real crime.
I admire your commitment, but I really don't
anyway,
think that...
Anyway, it wasn't for you, Dad. We probably wouldn't have thought of any of this.
Yeah, after all, you taught us everything we know.
Not about illegal broadcasting, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Radio Caroline.
Oh, no, that was different.
Oh?
Long time ago, everyone was dabbling in it then.
At least ours is a station with a cause.
I don't know. You have too much freedom.
You don't.
I'm not sure what you're up to half the time. I'm not around enough. That's the problem.
You are.
Too much, if you ask me.
Cheeky so-and-so.
And it's not as if we're in real trouble, Dad. We're not shoplifting or mugging old ladies or taking drugs, are we? And we're careful. We don't get caught.
You know I have to tell you to stop broadcasting, don't you?
Yes.
And you know we're going to have to ignore you, don't you?
What have I raised? If your mother was here...
She'd be proud of us. Same as you are, really.
I suppose she would.
Morning, sir.
Boss.
You wanted to see me?
I didn't say anything about sitting down, did I?
Sir?
Have you any idea why I want to see you?
No, sir.
You've heard of a pirate radio station called Radio Crime Waves?
No.
I think you have, Walsh.
No, sir.
I've been sent the ending of an interview you did on Radio Crime Waves 2 nights ago.
What?
You're not mentioned by name, but it's definitely your voice.
Oh, no, I don't think so, sir. No, I never did any interview for a pirate radio station.
Listen.
There's one of your own. There's a lot of pressure within the force to get a result at any cost. No, I think police tactics were probably a little heavy-handed.
Well, it is you, isn't it? Walsh?
Yes, sir.
What were you playing at?
I can explain this.
I need more than a damned explanation. Pirate radio station.
I know that
talking was... publicly about such sensitive issues. I mean, for God's sake, Walsh.
I didn't realise I was being taped.
What?
The conversation you heard was a private conversation I had with my son.
You what?
I was talking with my son at home about the Brandon case. Someone must have taped the conversation.
Someone? You mean your son?
Yes, I suppose so.
I think you better sort your lad out.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. I will be doing.
And are you in the habit of discussing case histories with him?
No. He knew Keith Brandon. That's why he's taken such an interest in this case. I realise I shouldn't have spoken out of turn, sir. I am sorry, and it won't happen again.
Damn right it won't. I've been in touch with the DTI, giving them all the relevant information. In the meantime, you're suspended, pending an inquiry.
Sir,
no discussions. You're suspended. As from today.
Oh, hello. What are you doing home?
Get in there.
Sorry.
In there.
No! Go on.
What is this?
Where's that tape?
What tape?
I've been suspended, Andy.
Suspended? What for?
How could you be so deceitful? Just give me the tape.
I haven't got it.
Then who has? Who are the people involved in this radio station? Are you involved? Are you?
No. I don't know what you're on about.
Is it that lad? The one you've been hanging about with recently? What's his name?
No, no.
Then who has got that tape?
I don't know.
You must know.
They gave out an address. I sent the tape off.
You stupid, irresponsible little...
Ow! Get off!
I could lose my job because of you.
Is that all you care about?
Yes, at the moment, yes.
There's a cover-up going on, Mum, and you know about
it. Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Why won't you face up to it?
And why won't you face up to the fact that you may have lost me my job? My job, Andy!
sorry. You didn't even tell me you were taping our conversation. You must have planned to send it off all along. That conversation was private. Mother and son.
It was edited. I heard it go out. Your name wasn't even mentioned.
Oh, well, that's great. How considerate. Well, some bastard down the station recognised my voice, didn't they? If ever I find out who... Oh, God, it's a mess, Andy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's too late for sorries. You stay there.
Oh, God.
Jenny, I've just heard.
Hello, Ted. Come in.
What's been going on?
Why don't you ask him?
Andy?
Hello, Uncle Ted.
What's this about a pirate radio station?
He says he's not involved. I'm not sure I believe him.
They're saying down the station that you gave an interview, Jen.
Oh, what do you think I am? Downright stupid. Of course I didn't. This little... He taped a private conversation and then sent it off to this radio, whatever it is.
Crime Waves.
Yeah.
Andy, is this true?
Yes.
Well, didn't you think of the consequences? For your mother... Well?
I didn't know she'd get the sack, did I?
Hey, come on. Come on, I don't think they're about to sack her.
Well, I wish I could share your optimism, Ted.
The suspension's a formality. You were talking off the record to family. You'll be okay.
Well, I hope you're right.
Of course, Andy may have to cooperate with the inquiry, but I'm sure he now realises the seriousness of what he's done. You do, don't you, Andy?
Yeah.
Good lad. Now, come on. Names.
What?
Of the children running the radio station.
Are they all children, then?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, God, you know more than me.
That's just what I've heard. There may be an adult involved. Is there, Andy?
I don't know anything.
Andy, your mum's in trouble here because of you. Well, don't you think you owe it to her?
I just heard one of their broadcasts. They were trying to help Keith.
So you don't have any names?
Ryan Summers, yeah, that's his name. And they gave out his address.
Which was? Andy?
Parkville Youth Centre.
Parkville Youth Centre? Which you attend and you're still telling me you don't know who the children are?
I don't. There's loads of people use that centre. Loads! Stop going on at me, will you? I've told you all I know. I'm sorry, Mum. I shouldn't have done it. I know that now. I'm sorry.
Andy, if you're still holding out on us...
I'm not. Honest.
Now, you know I hate lies more than anything.
Yeah, I know that.
They've probably been busted by now, anyway. CI Connors has been in touch with the DTI.
Good.
Mrs. Brandon! Look, please open the door!
Go away!
I'm from the Department of Trade and Industry.
You've got the wrong house! I don't work, I'm on the social...
Actually, this is a telecommunications inquiry.
Do you want to see my telelicense? I've got a telelicense. You can't do me for that.
No, I think you've got the wrong idea. Please open the door. My job is to monitor illegal transmissions.
You what?
Pirate radio, for example, Mrs. Brandon.
Oh, I see.
And it's recently come to our notice that an illegal broadcast was transmitted from this address.
Oh.
So you know what I'm talking about, yes?
I think so.
Thank you. Now, were you involved in the broadcast?
Me? Oh, no, not me.
But you allowed a third party to use your premises, right?
They said it to help Keith. I wouldn't have let them if I'd known it was against the law.
Well, it is. And who are these people?
I don't know, to be honest.
You don't know?
Well, the new Keith, that's all.
Well, what are their names?
Don't know the full names. One girl, Gemma, and two boys. Ryan, I think, and, I can't remember the other one.
And where do they live?
Oh, I have no idea.
Round here?
I think so.
And have they left their equipment here?
No, they took it with them. They'd finished broadcasting, they said.
Oh, really?
I hope Mrs. Brandon's in.
I wish we could have taken all the gear last night. Our deck's still under bed.
What if they've already been round? We could be in real bother.
Oh, stop worrying. The stuff will be safe.
These blokes take the room apart, you know.
You've been watching too many films, Liam.
Hang on a minute.
Who's that coming out of Keith's?
Shh, get back.
Can I leave you my card? And if they do return, I'd appreciate it if you could get in touch.
Oh, yes, I will.
It's a very serious offence, Mrs. Brandon, allowing your premises to be used for illegal broadcasting.
Mm. Oh, yes, I realise that now. Thank you for telling me.
Oh, God, we've had it.
It's got to stop now, hasn't it?
Radio Crime Waves?
Yeah, all this trouble it's caused. And for what?
For Keith.
But we've got nothing. We're no nearer the truth.
Well, I'm not stopping.
You know I can't be involved, Gemma.
We understand, don't we, Gem?
Yeah.
Do you? It's just me mum.
I'm really sorry about your mum, Andy.
And all the questions.
All we ask is that you don't give us away. Promise us that.
I'll try. I'm just scared if there's an inquiry.
Andy, please. You believe in what we're doing, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, then.
I just hope Mrs. Brander hasn't shopped us, or I'll never get my debt back.
You didn't tell me it was against the law. You should have told me it was against the law, Gemma.
Sorry.
I could have been in trouble.
And did he find my tape deck?
The what?
I left it under the bed. We couldn't carry it the other night.
Oh, I didn't know nothing about that.
So we never found it?
No.
Thank God for that.
And have we had any more phone calls?
Yes.
Really?
About 8 or 9.
8 or 9?
Yes.
Who from?
Well, most of them from someone called, Caroline Clark. Asking for you, Ryan.
Oh.
But I've had a couple from someone who wouldn't leave the name.
Really?
Are you sure you didn't tell that DTI bloke my name?
Oh, just a minute. Hello? Oh, yes, hold on. It's the same one.
Caroline Clark?
No, the other one.
Gemma?
Okay.
Oh, here.
Yeah? Oh, hang on a minute. Okay, go on. Right. Right. Thanks very much.
Well?
We found the lads who gatecrashed the disco.
In episode 3 of Crime Waves, you heard Jane Dawson as Gemma, Colin Parry as Liam, Jonathan Perkins as Andy, Maureen Beattie as Jennifer Walsh, Russell Dixon as Ted, Peter Rylands as Jeff Carter, Jimmy Hibbard as Dad, and Sue Jenkins as Mrs. Brandon. Crime Waves was written by Dave Simpson and Diane Whitley and produced in Manchester by Martin Jameson.